Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Bowerly.
Yes, yes, yes!
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man, praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
All right, welcome. Hey, we did this yesterday, but as I said, I don't know about you, but in my experience, holidays, even the pseudo-holidays like President's Day, I mean, come on, did you have your President's Day family gathering with the turkey from the oven? I don't think so. Maybe mom's roast? Maybe lamb? I doubt it very much. I did spend at least 5 minutes giving thanks for the sacrifices of Zachary Taylor. I couldn't help myself. I was, frankly, overcome with emotion. But that's another story for a different day. So, Bill from Eden did bring up a really interesting point. New York State won't share its DMV information with the feds, but the city of Buffalo, which is in New York State, is going to share DMV information with a company in Beverly, Massachusetts. Huh. So, talking about the speed camera program in the city of Buffalo by school zones, which, you know, again, if there has been a spate of children being struck by cars outside schools, it has... I'm not aware of it. On the other hand, I can think of a number of fatal car pedestrian crashes Niagara Falls Boulevard. You take the stretch from the Boulevard Mall and you go north even into Niagara County. You can barely go a year without a couple of people getting killed by motor vehicles. And I have to believe that some of those motor vehicles were speeding. But I'm not aware that kids have been knocked down like 10 pins outside of Buffalo schools on some regular basis. But then again, it only took one kid over 60 years to die in a crash off of the Skajakwita, which wasn't even caused by speeding, to result in the Skajakwita going to a crawl. That crash, the driver fell asleep. It had everything to do, apparently, with narcolepsy and nothing to do with speed. But let's not let facts get in the way of what some people had wanted for many, many years. And as far as this buffer that's built into the system, well, we're only going to ticket people, I think they said, don't quote me on this, I think they said 26 miles an hour and above, we're going to start ticketing people. All it's going to take is one kid to get a big toe run over by a car doing 20 miles an hour, and you can watch that buffer go away. All it will take is a kid in Bergen, New Jersey, getting hit by a car outside of school, and you will see that buffer getting taken away. They will do – I mean, you have to understand, not only are they pimping public safety, but it involves the safety of the children. So it's safety and it's the children, which in New York State, I find that really interesting because we live in a state where the legislature stood up and applauded 9-month abortion. So to hear about the safety of children in the context of school makes me really shake my head at the hypocrisy of it all. Now, these cameras, if you received a warning notice, do advise if you are in favor of or disagree with these cameras, I'd like to know. And I would say, why stop at school zones? Why? I mean, the technology, ladies and gentlemen, the technology exists. The governments, if they wanted to, could put video cameras on each and every stop sign on your street or any sign in your neighborhood and could videotape people doing the rolling stop thing at 3 a.m. and start issuing tickets for that. They could do it. And I expect that at some point, probably after I'm gone, they will in fact be doing that. We live in surveillance society. There are cameras everywhere. Some of us have them at our homes, home security cameras. You have a Ring doorbell. You've got a basic home security or home surveillance system. And by the way, I think that those are good ideas for a lot of people. I think that that is they're a good thing. They're a great deterrent, and they can also, by the way, be used to help law enforcement solve cases. How many times have we heard about, hey, a business in the area, police spotted a vehicle on that business's surveillance tape matching the vehicle from the crime scene, and it helped make the arrest. That does happen. But anyway, this involves, again, if there was a problem, if there was mayhem in the streets outside of Buffalo schools, I could understand it a little bit more than I do right now. But to me, it seems to me, for all of me, like a cash grab. Now, I'm getting I'm getting different information. Somebody tells me the company in Massachusetts is getting 65% of the fine. Somebody else tells me the company is getting $14 of the $50 fine. But in any way, it seems like, and again, seems like, I can't find the damn contract. Shouldn't the contract be online? It's a public contract. Should it not be online? I can't find it. If anybody can find the contract between the city of Buffalo and Census.gatco, I'll spell that, S-E-N-S-Y-S, Gatso, G-A-T-S-O. I think he played for the Bills, did he not? Kelso and Gatso, they were an incredible team. But Census Gatso is the name of the company. I can't find the contract they wrote with the city of Buffalo online because I want to know exactly what the company's rake-off is and what the city's cut is. Because I've got two different numbers. But if you've been caught in the warning blitz, I'd like to know. And why not expand this to red lights? Why not expand this to Sheridan Drive, Main Street, and Williamsville? I mean, I'll tell you, I live right by Williamsville South. And speed limit going by there is 35. To be honest with you, I'm embarrassed to tell you, I don't know what the school speed limit is on Main Street outside of Williamsville South. I don't have a clue. I think it's 35. Never seen anybody pulled over there. But I have seen people racing by that school at 50, 55 miles an hour easy on Main Street in Williamsville. Yeah, because we all drive Lamborghinis. All right, it's 416. That was sarcasm. I live in the poor part. It is 416 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get back to the calls, shall we? And Ryan in Depew on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Best day of my life. Another one above ground. I can't believe it.
Sounds like you say that every day.
I do.
Hey, I just want to throw.
Seriously. Life is short, man. Life is short, and you got to take advantage of it.
It sure is. So I just want to say that I do support the cameras in the school zones.
You fascist.
So.
Now give me your reasons. Why do you support them, Ryan?
For band practice, every Friday, he goes an hour early. And we live in Depew, and they had dropped down for the elementary school down to 15 miles an hour, but that only lasted, I don't know, maybe a little over a month. I guess people were complaining about it. So they bumped it up to 20, and you go 20 miles an hour down Como Park Boulevard. People are zooming past you. It's crazy.
So, all right, they tried 15. Let me just make sure I'm understanding you correctly. They tried 15, which is what people are doing in the city, which people are finding impossible to do 15 miles an hour. I meant to try that last night on my residential street in Williamsville, and I forgot. I think I'm going to have to use my paddle shifter to simulate what would be first gear in a manual transmission car. I do have a very fast car. Thank you. But I got to see if I can even keep it to 15 miles an hour.
15 is pretty tough. I do have a Subaru with a manual, and I leave it in second gear. And
why didn't you tell me you were a lesbian?
What was that?
Sorry, it wasn't very funny. Sorry, that I should point out that the Subaru is actually the number one car of lesbians in America, which is very interesting because everybody in my family except me has a Subaru.
Subaru's a great car. But
oh, I think, let me tell you something about Subarus. During the blizzard last year, my daughter's Subaru is the only reason I got to work. Sorry, I was just trying to be funny there with the comment.
Good.
And we have a very strong lesbian listenership to this audience. I have an army out there. So anyway, you've got the Subaru and?
So, second gear at an idle takes you 15 miles an hour, pretty much.
All right.
When I went to Depew too, growing up, probably, I don't know, freshman year, there was before they even had the school zone on transit. One of the girls I went to school with got hit by a car, took her out of school for a little over a year. She was pretty messed up. So that's when they started doing that by the high school on Transit Road. But, I do support them cameras. It's in the beginning of the year, the Pew police are on Transit Road. They got people pulled over all the time because people forget, you know.
See, I do not. I think it's a very slippery slope. I think 15 miles an hour is absolutely unrealistic. And I think it's stupid to give the motoring public tickets when the kids are, in theory, supposed to be in school during the school day.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. It should be
if they want to enforce speeds in school zones, do it with a radar unit.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, that's the way you do it. And I will predict, Ryan, and with all due respect and collegiality, I do say to you that you will oppose the cameras the minute you get your first ticket.
I really don't anticipate on getting a ticket. I try to be, you know, pretty diligent about doing that, you know, through construction zones, school zones, all that, you know. I am guilty on the highway going a little too fast. But, you know, school zones, construction zones where it's more important, I try to stick to the speed limit.
Well, I think, look, people have got to be careful because the last thing anybody wants or needs on their conscience is killing a kid. I mean, my God, I can't think anything worse. I am glad you called. All right, so they tried 15 miles an hour on Como Park, but people complained and they went up to 20 miles an hour. That's interesting. And look, I will be the first to tell you that people cannot drive. Have you not noticed that people's driving skills have diminished since whenever it is you got your license? You would think that they're giving driver's licenses to everybody who wants one. And people don't seem to have even the barest, most basic grasp of vehicle and traffic procedure whatsoever. Driving has become a source of frustration. I used to pile 25,000 miles a year on cars. Used to enjoy going for a Sunday drive. Those days are over. I can't stand it. Driving is like pulling teeth now. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Did you get one of those warnings from the city of Buffalo with these school zone cameras? And what is your message to the city about them? I think it is a cash grab. Let's go to Joe. Joe.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I was listening to Bill, and he made some points, and I have a couple points I'd like to make in direct contrast with pretty much everything he said.
Okay, get to it.
So these school zones, these speeds, they're determined by, you know, the Traffic Safety Commission. There's a lot of factors that take into consideration with your average driver's reaction time and other things. And, you know, the speeds at which someone could sustain getting hit by a car and being okay. Add into that distractions.
Time out. If you get hit by a car at 15 miles an hour and you can die, if you have a car running over your head at 15 miles an hour, you're going to die.
Right. But not getting safe for getting run over your head, getting hit at 15 and getting hit at 25, there's a huge difference there.
Okay, well, let me riddle me this. How many kids have been hit by cars outside of Buffalo schools in the last 10 years?
None that I'm aware of.
Thank you. So where's the problem?
Okay, well, can I go on with my point? Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
All right. We'll take into consideration more distractions, like people are on their cell phones more, and you're trying to drop off your kids for school, and they're yelling in the backseat distracting you. You know, your reaction time is going to increase. My second point is mathematically, your speed and the distance you're traveling, school zones are generally pretty short, a block, two maybe. The time savings is going to be negligible, seconds, not even 30 seconds. So the difference in speeds with 10 miles an hour over the course of two blocks is a negligible time savings. And then I just have one last point. You know, what if it was if I can just paint this picture real quick. You walk your kid to school every day from the first day of kindergarten to the time he's in third, fourth grade, and you're finally comfortable with him walking to school by himself. God forbid that first day you let him walk to school by himself is the day that some driver's not paying attention and your kid gets smoked. Like, the people that are saying that they think school zones should be faster, I'm assuming they don't have kids in school.
I think that's probably a faulty assumption, and I can see. Okay, when you call in, thank you for the call. You can tell me whether you have kids in school or not. Your kid is more likely to be hit by a car in front of your house than in a school zone. I bet you I can find the facts to back that statement up. And what all those things you were saying about, well, the savings in time is actually quite negligible. It reminds me of the nonsense spouted by Governor Mario Cuomo way back when every state was raising its speed limit to 65 miles an hour. And we were told that 55 kept the New York State Thruway safer. But something happened when they raised it to 65 miles an hour. The New York State Thruway got safer at a higher speed. So what you think makes sense, common sense logic, ain't always the truth. My theory is that 55 was putting a lot of motorists to sleep at night. Yeah. 437 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly on a Tuesday in February. So, yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WKBW Channel 7, they have a story about these cameras in school zones. If you've driven in the city of Buffalo in the last month, you've likely noticed school zone cameras posted outside schools. They're meant to ticket drivers who are not obeying the speed limit in a school zone. But one Buffalo family says they were ticketed outside the allotted time. She noticed the sign said 15 miles an hour for the school zone, but another sign underneath said 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but the ticket was issued after 3:30 p.m. The traffic violation notice that she received. 4:13 p.m., going 30 in the school zone when it should have been 3:30 as the cutoff. So, obviously, that situation was a programming error. I mean, I wonder how many of those programming errors are gonna take place. And you know, why stop at Buffalo? I have not heard, to my recollection, I have not heard one person in any area. And I think we actually have people listening to this show who have kids in school. I have not heard one person call in to say, golly, Tom, I really wish they would bring these cameras into the Frontier schools. And you know what's really ironic? You know the most dangerous spot, this is my personal opinion, and maybe it's because it's something I see every day, the most dangerous spot for students is Millersport Highway and Flint in Amherst and along Flint Road crossing Maple to get to the Amherst UB campus. Those students don't even have a sidewalk on which to walk. Middle of winter, there they are on the side of the road walking to school. I've been bitching about this for years. Now, if you want to see a situation that is, in fact, a problem, a tragedy waiting to happen, watch the kids sometime crossing Millersport at Flint, walking along Flint, and then crossing Maple Road to get to UB. Why we haven't had more fatalities, I do not know. But they do not make it very pedestrian friendly at all for the UB students. Just saying. And no, I don't have kids who go to UB. It is 440 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a quick aside, what happened on Friday night with that horrible traffic accident with, I've got some thoughts on that, but I'd best keep them to myself. The Sheridan Mini Mart, didn't that used to be Wally's Market way back when? Wally's Market in the Sheridan Projects, I mean Sheridan Parkside. I think it was Wally's. And we used to go to Wally's all the time because they had all of those old school candies that you can only get at Vidler's now. You know, the melt in your mouth flying saucers, the little colored dots on paper that you lubricated and basically you're just eating sugar. I think it was Wally's, but I can't be 100% sure. All right, let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Who's next up? It is Don in Orchard Park. Don.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Sir.
I think whoever signed that contract, we need to know who those people are. I think it's a money grab. You are right, and we need to put its cameras in other areas where there's been incidents. And Will from Eden and the other gentleman in Depew will tell you, if you go through our school zones 6 miles an hour over, you're going to get ticketed. And to protect the kids. And it's not only the kids at church. You know, any pedestrian, like you said, out on Millersport, they need to put, I've seen towns that have flashing lights on with the school, you know, the speed limit when it's up and running. Obey that rule, or you're getting a ticket.
See, I was trying to think during the break why we don't have cameras at every stop sign, why we don't have cameras at every stoplight, why we don't have speed cameras in some of the places you mentioned. And could it be that so many of us on a regular basis, technically speaking, break so many vehicle and traffic laws that all of us would lose our driver's license and the state wouldn't make a penny off a registration?
There are crazy drivers. I watch people cutting the red lights, going through Wendy's back parking lot.
Nobody comes to a complete stop on a suburban side street at 2:30 in the morning. Nobody.
A few people do, but I know where the boys sit. But that's not, we have to drive safe because there's children out there and they're our future. And like you said, they don't have sidewalks in some areas. But if we just put up the simple flashing lights with the, this is your speed, slow down, slow down. In the city of Buffalo, it's a money grab, and you're opening yourself up to liability if you're telling, oh, 10 miles an hour over is okay. Well, maybe it should be 20, and you make it 6. But you can't open yourself up and say, because if I pull out of a school parking lot, somebody hits me at 10 over, they're going to say, well, they said it was okay. I wasn't really breaking the law.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that because I don't think that that cushion is going to be there forever. This is a slow process of indoctrinating people, getting people used to the idea of cameras, getting people used to the idea of slowing down. Even if you have an 18-wheeler riding your rear bumper, that buffer they're giving you is going to go away, and the cameras will never go away.
No, there'll be more and more. But those four people, when they get a warning or a ticket after the hours, you go back to the company and say, you need to do a check on that, and apologies and whatever.
Well, and again, if it really was about the safety, it wouldn't just be a $50 fine. It would be a greater fine with points on your license.
Double points, I believe it is. It's just like going through a work zone.
Yep.
Over in a work zone, it's you get 2, you lose your license.
Well, I'll tell you what, my biggest issue with the work zone, and I might piss off people with this, but it comes with the territory, is 3 a.m. on a Saturday, there ain't a worker within 50 miles, and the sign still is up saying 45 mile an hour, work zone. Really? Where's the work?
Yeah, you still got to be careful, though.
I know, but that's bad faith. That is bad faith. It ought to be a requirement that those signs be turned over when there is no work being done and then re-erected at such point as the work recommences.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much. I just think that's to me, that's just is awfully schemey and scammy. You ever been driving very, very late at night? And the young men, every single summer, they do something on the young men. I can't figure that one out. They're not getting their money's worth on the Youngman, man. Somebody's doing a lousy job because it seems like the same stretch of the Youngman every summer. Verge left, verge right, verge center. And, there's no work going on, and yet they're still going to ding you if you speed in a work zone. How can something be a work zone if there's no work being done? I mean, the danger to pedestrians is nothing, or to workers is nothing. You know, your mommy may work there, but your mommy ain't working there at 2:30 on a Saturday morning that I've seen. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Casey in Hamburg. Casey.
Tom, love you, but I agree with those cameras. I agree with the speed limit. You can afford the 60 seconds of time it'll take you to slow down. Yes, I have kids. And yes, Mr. Shaw, Hamburg, Councilman, if you're listening, I'm sure you are, get them here. Get them to Frontier. Absolutely.
Why? Have there been a bunch of kids hit by cars in Hamburg and Frontier?
No, but Tom, think about how many times when your children were little that you kissed them goodnight. Think if somebody took that away from you because they wanted to go 30 instead of 15. Accidents happen. Kids don't pay attention. Absolutely. Bring them here. I got my first camera ticket in Galveston Island, Texas in 1983.
And?
Love them. Bring them.
Wow. So you're willing to trade your safety, you're willing to trade any rights you have, any privacy, any, basically you're willing to subject yourself to the machine.
No, Tom. That's not it, brother. That's not it. This is, it's a public safety thing. It's a child safety thing, man. Look at it like that.
Oh, my God. Do you know how much I've heard this SH, I wish I could spell the rest of the word, over the years? Sir, they always say it's about safety, and they always invoke the children. This is a state where the legislature gave a standing ovation to nine-month abortion, and you're going to tell me they care about the safety of kids?
Yeah, and I hate that. But it is a way, you know, to get people to pay attention. How many times are you out there now that people just don't drive properly?
And there's a million ways people don't drive properly. Speeding is only one of those ways. People don't use their signals. People tailgate. People at the last minute decide that they're going to cut you off. There's a million things you can get people on. I mean, let's just put cameras. Let's festoon the entire country with them. And every time somebody is a mile over the limit, we'll start writing them tickets. And before long, nobody is going to drive because nobody will be eligible.
Well, when you come down to it, what's wrong with that?
Seriously?
Law and order, buddy. Law and order.
Oh, my God. All right. You know, you might be very comfortable in Wuhan, China. No, seriously, that sounds like the kind of society that we would expect in communist China. We're watching your every move, but it's all about law and order.
Well, not saying watching every move, but keeping it under control and keeping people paying attention and keeping them on their toes and safe, that's agreeable.
Wow. I don't know, man. I've been watching a lot of documentaries about World War II and, you know, for folk and fatherland as well. Is that where we're going with this? So, you know, the last caller brought up a real interesting point. Do we need more law and order enforced by video surveillance? Which, keep in mind, they can tie in now to facial recognition software. In China, for example, even if you're wearing a mask, the facial recognition software in conjunction with the thermal cameras they're using can identify you. So you're walking down the street, smoking a cigarette, let's say, theoretically, in a world where all of the laws are enforced all of the time, and you ditch the cigarette onto the street, ticket. Automatic ticket, $50 littering ticket. You jaywalk, automatic $50 ticket. I mean, is that what you want in America? Law and order from the barrel of a camera. Every step you take, every move you make, they'll be watching you. Somewhere there's a song to be written. Except it already was. So we did this yesterday and doing it again today. And so far, a number of you have said, yes, I love the idea of speed zone cameras. Bring them on. Our last caller saying basically, what's wrong with your every move or almost every move being monitored and every law that is on the books being enforced to the max? Well, the laws are on the books for very, very good reasons. Of course, the problem is every year in this country, I read somewhere that every year something like 50,000 new laws go on the books. And one of the great ways to get anybody is with income tax, especially the feds. They can't get you on X, Y, or Z. They'll figure out a way to get you on income tax because nobody understands the federal tax code. I don't care if you're a CPA. I don't care if you work for the IRS. You ask 10 people from the IRS the same question, you're probably going to get 10 different answers. So they'll get you on that if they want. It gets back to Lavrenty Beria, who was the head of the KGB under Joseph Stalin in the Soviet Union. And the expression still rings true today. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Translation, you can take anybody, if you're listening to me right now, I examine your life closely enough, I'm going to find a crime. I'll find something you have did or are doing right now within the statute of limitations, and I can call you a criminal. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Jerry in Gettysville is next.
Thanks. Yeah, proud member of the No How Are You, No Thanks for Taking My Call Club. Hey. Yeah, you know, I'm all for the cameras, Tom. The cops can't be everywhere. And, you know, I don't care who's making taking the money, how much percentage they're taking. I applaud it. They could take all of the money and put it in their pocket. The reason, you know, you mentioned how many accidents here or there. Kids and their parents, they don't have to, they shouldn't have to walk around and feel scared or petrified. It should be the other way around.
Are we that neurotic as a society? I never spent my days when my kids were small thinking, my God, I hope they don't get hit outside their school today.
All right, I hear that, but you know, it should be the other way around, where people should just smell the roses. You know, even after hours, if they might be playing hoops back there, it should only be till 3:30. But I mean, I'm all for it. It should be where you should be able. Kids are unpredictable. The point's made over and over. They can dart out from who knows where. And it's not only kids, you know.
Where's the problem? Where is the rash of news stories from outside of Buffalo schools over the last 10 years that kids are dying like Columbine from cars speeding past the schools?
Because they're walking, they're careful, they got to be, you know, there doesn't have to be a lot of accidents.
How about none? How about none? I mean, come on. We have one fatality on the Skajakwita with a kid whose parents are connected, and everybody then has to do 30 miles an hour in a road that was designed for higher speeds.
Maybe 2 minutes more between Delaware and Parkson.
Maybe you don't have places to get to, but a lot of people have places we need to get to, and we need to be on time.
Yeah, you get there. 2 minutes? It's if you go 30, whatever.
So do you think the speed limit on the thruway ought to be put back to 55?
I'm okay with 60, you know.
60? Well, it's 65, but you want to cut back to 60.
60's okay with me. You know, here.
Wow, see, we're in two different worlds, brother. I'm sorry, but, you know, roads are there to travel on. And if you can't drive 65, stay off the thruway. You don't want to drive 65, stay off the thruway. I have a very dear friend who took her first jaunt on the thruway. She's in her 40s, and she took her first drive on the thruway a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't believe it. She always makes me drive because I like the thruway. The whole point is speed. They were built for speed, expeditious transportation and movement of people and goods across a thoroughfare. All right, it is 4:58 at News Radio 930 WBN. I get the sense that some of you want to go back to horses and buggies. I mean, we have Amish communities in Western New York. I'm just saying, you might consider them.